matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964 or email focus@clare.fm.
Now, listeners in the Ennis area are asked to be on the lookout for swifts this summer. Over the years, the number of swifts has been falling, and Birdwatch Ireland's Clare branch is hoping to encourage them back to the town. Swifts can be seen between May and July, spending most of their time in the air and only touching down to nest. Birdwatch Ireland is planning to install nest boxes on suitable buildings next spring to encourage the swift population back to the area. Richard Collins of Birdwatch Ireland in Clare joins me in studio. Richard, we were just having a bit of a chat off air, as you say, when you're learning something new, you know, and I did learn an awful lot there from you in the past few moments. The swift's particularly a hugely interesting bird.
Absolutely. Within the bird world, the swift really stands out for a number of different reasons. And for your listeners, the swift is often confused with the swallow or the house martin. So it's that type of bird. And once it leaves its nest here in Clare, it won't land again for possibly 3 years until it comes back and finds its own partner and nests in the area. So it will spend its whole first 3 years in the air. And even after that, once they nest, they don't really need to land again. So that means they sleep in the air, they will feed in the air, they will mate in the air, and they, even when they come back, whatever little bits of nest material they gather, they actually gather that in the air. Bring to the nest site. So
it's a fascinating story altogether. Remind us where they come from in the first place and why they come up to Ireland.
Well, they're born here in Ireland, so they go then down to South Africa for the winter. And that's all of the swifts across Europe and even over as far as China. They'll all go down to South Africa and spend the winter there. Our birds leave in August. They're one of the last birds to come and the first to leave of our summer birds. And they'll go down through France and Spain, Morocco, down the west coast of Africa and down to, you know, sub-Saharan, below the Congo, down to South Africa. And they spend the winter there.
So up from South Africa, mate, nest, breathe here and go back there again. Do they come back to the same place every year?
Yes, they're very loyal to their nest sites. And this is an important thing for us here as regards what's happening in our local patch. How can we help and support these birds in our own local area, across County Clare as well as Ennis. So they're very loyal to their nest site. So the birds pair up, they live for about 20 years, they'll be nesting for about 15 or 17 years, they'll come back to the same nest site. So if that nest site is disturbed, they may well not nest again for a couple of years because they'll keep coming back to that building trying to nest, and they may not nest for a number of years after that. So we're a lot more conscious and aware of that, and there's a lot of very good swift projects happening around the country, so we're learning from them.
But you're concerned that the population, the numbers that you would see here normally in May, June, July, those numbers have dropped significantly.
Oh yes, there was a survey done about 3 or 4 years ago, and in Clare, along the Western Seaboard and in Ennis, the numbers are dropping, that's for sure. And the reason for that primarily is, we think, is all the building renovations that happened during the building boom. A lot of the older buildings where they would have nested, there was buildings were knocked or repaired or that, and so they've lost a lot of their nest sites.
And if what's the collective term for swifts? Or is it still a flock, is it?
Well, as far as I know.
A gang.
Well, actually, when they fly around, and you will hear this in Ennis in the evening times, if you're walking around Ennis, they have a screaming sound. When they all gang up together and they fly along near their roosting sites, you'll hear this scream, a very high-pitched, very distinctive sound. And it's an absolute pleasure to hear them, and to see them in the sky as well. They're bigger than a swallow. They have a more boomerang shaped wing, and they have a short fluttering flight, and then they'll glide. Whereas the swallow kind of flutters along really.
Yes.
And if you see a swallow that's on the wires are a house martin. Swifts won't land. So if you see
they're in the
air all the time. Actually, you won't see a swift nest either because they nest in cracks of walls in old buildings and under fascia in old buildings. They can get in behind and nest in that. Most of their nest sites and buildings are buildings that were built pre-1940.
Yes.
The modern buildings with all the fascia and all of our modern techniques of building really exclude them from houses.
So we'd get hundreds of thousands presumably coming to Ireland and probably all over Ireland, but if the regulars to Ennis, shall we say, arrive in County Clare or on your market or Shannon, wherever it is, and they find their old nesting place gone, what do they do then? Do they panic or do they just set up shop again?
Yeah, well, a lot of this isn't known hugely.
Yes.
You know, we're learning about these birds all the time, but you would hope that in an area like Ennis there might be five or six or seven breeding places. Mm-hmm. And within that, there might be 10 or 12 breeding pairs of birds. So they're not huge populations. Yeah. And even though in the evening time here in Ennis, you might see 30 or 40 birds flying overhead, a lot of those could be juvenile birds that haven't nested yet, or they could be birds that have not been successful in breeding this year. Mm-hmm. So really, if we can get the help of the public to find out where the nesting sites are in Ennis and even around County Clare, because we would hope in the future to be able to help people in their own local area kind of learn what we've learned, and we'll be bringing down some speakers in the autumn as well around that to kind of guide us on how to successfully attract birds to external nest boxes. You can put nest boxes externally on the building. They will nest in colonies, so you can get triple nest boxes that you put onto the building that are made here in Ireland, or you can get them built into the gable of a new building as well. So you'll find projects that are successful in Belfast and in Kildare, and that they're putting them into new schools, into the walls of schools. Yes. And it's becoming part of that
education.
And sure, kids just soak this up. And when you hear the story of a swift and what it does just to get by, they deserve all the support they can get for the likes of us landlubbers.
Well, I've learned loads this morning, I have to be honest with you. But obviously, or presumably, you guys are watching what developments are going on around the place, so that maybe you can hint at a developer, or whether it be Clare County Council or somebody else, to maybe you can help us out by putting this box in your wall.
Oh, absolutely. And this is something we want to kind of bring that information to the fore. And Clare County Council, through the Ennis Biodiversity Plan, are on board with all of this already. This is one of the actions that's come out of that with Ennis Tidy Towns as well, is helping to support swifts in the Ennis area. Any architects out there who are interested in this, we hope to be able to provide the information that will help them plan when they're putting buildings, as the buildings in. And, you know, swifts are that kind of bird that you would not know they're in your building. There's no external sign, there's no droppings in the ground.
Unlike others.
Unlike others.
I think the swallows particularly can be a small bit messy.
Swallows can, right, in that, you know. Yeah. But the swifts don't have anything like that, so they're very kind of friendly around any building.
Okay. If people want to find out more information and get more information, or maybe if they want to install one of these boxes ahead of, or maybe now or ahead of next summer, how can they do that, Richard?
Well, what we're asking people to do is, if they know of swift nest sites in Ennis or indeed around the county, we have an email site, clareswifts@gmail.com. If they could send us in an email, and we're just going to kind of gather that information in a bit of a database. In the autumn then, we'll try and get some speakers down, and we'll publicise that in the local papers and the radio here to invite people who are interested in swift conservation.
Very good.
And then the plan is, we have to get some funding for next boxes, and the putting up of them and getting the appropriate help to do that. And then we've got to ask people who are interested in having nest boxes on their buildings as well. So that's another step.
And it's not just one, as you say, they arrive in colonies, so you might need three or four.
And it's any building over 4 metres high is where they will nest.
Yes.
But we think we can do an awful lot to support them in our own area. And, you know, this is about what are we doing in our own patch to help, you know, birds of this nature. And we think there's a lot we can do. And it's such a delight to walk around Ennis in the evening here and to hear what you see, those screaming parties of swifts tearing down the streets at roof height. And they're very distinctive cry, and you'll hear them and you'll see them. And I'm sure they're still around the county as well. So any information, we're at the building stage for this now.
So if anybody's information about nesting sites, first of all, or if somebody wants to help by having a box installed on their building next year or whatever it might be, they can contact Clare Swifts, that's plural, clareswifts@gmail.com. And there's also a website, swiftconservation.ie. All the information there. Yeah. And of course, Birdwatch Ireland website
absolutely.
As well. Richard, thank you so much for coming in. Richard Collins of Birdwatch Ireland in Clare in the studio this morning. 086 1800 964 is the text number on the programme.
Clare FM's Morning Focus, the voice of the Banner County.